KF4DLT, portable, Easley, South Carolina. Good morning.
KF4NXY, David. And I'm down here in southern Greenville County, little area they call Possum Kingdom.
Thank you, David. KF4NXY, this is Kilo Foxtrot 4 Delta Lima Tango. My name's Al, Alpha Lima. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good for an old man. Got up kind of early, come in here, turned on the TV, getting the weather report. They got a pretty nasty storm in the northeast they're having to deal with. And, you know, like I said, I got up early, went to bed late and got up early, so I'll probably take a nap sometime during the day.
David, I take my naps in the evening hours. I find myself sleeping in the evening hours. Of course, that means I'm up all night. I actually just got to doing some chores. I'm a retired emergency room nurse. My wife, she's still a nurse, but she doesn't do patient care. She works in what's called a transfer center. Normally works from home, but she is training a new person that's working in the transfer center with her. And that's what she's doing tonight, so I'm on my own tonight. But yes, I certainly understand taking naps. I do. I'm 64 to 65 in June. So that's why I'm in.
A good profession. I think you said your wife's a nurse there. My wife was an electrical engineer, and she retired from Lockheed Martin about 5 years ago. So we both been retired for a while, and she used to have to get up about 4 o'clock in the morning, and she don't do that no more. She likes to sleep till about 7:30. She's got a bird, a cockatoo. His name's Sebastian. And Sebastian, when he sees the sunshine, he makes enough racket to get you up. So anyway, but that's the way our kind of daily routine goes. And, you know, we like it like that, and we like being out here in the country. Kind of, I've got antennas everywhere, and you know, I can come back at this part of the house and play radio when I want to play radio.
Dave, fine business. When Haylene came through, took down my all my HF antennas, all that. So I haven't been on HF in just around the time Haylene came through, and I'm putting effort into putting it back together. Right now, I'm putting together my 2-meter 440 setup again. Just got a new antenna, a big high gain diamond antenna. Recently also got involved with GMRS, which is growing in popularity across the whole country and a lot here in the upstate of South Carolina. I don't know if you've had any involvement with that, but it's 2 meters. It's on the UHF band.
I heard some guys talk about the GMRS a little bit. I've never checked into it, and I've never really done much on the 440 side of, you know, radio. I have, sometimes I hear people on 10 meter, and I get back to them. And I've done a little HF work, but, Not really lately. I need to do a little work on my base antenna. I think there's some rust on the connection up in it, and I just need to take the whole thing down and take it apart and clean it up a little bit.
Like yourself and myself been a ham as long as we have been. sitting, there's definitely work that needs to be done on the station. All of us have that in common, I'm sure. And no matter what you got, you can always tweak your station to do a little bit better. By the way, David, I'm just on my HT right now. How am I? Am I getting in the machine okay? How's my signal?
A little bit of white noise, but it's, when you said a while ago you was on HT, I thought you're doing really good from Easley, with the HT. You're perfectly readable. Yeah, like I said, there's just, a little bit of white noise coming in with you, but, you're doing great with the HT.
DLT. Yeah, this machine's a good machine. It always has been. It really has. It's interesting over the years, the different personalities that have come and gone. And, of course, one of the things about getting older, like we discussed, people pass away, unfortunately. So a lot of people that I talk to on a regular basis when I first got my ticket back in the 90s aren't with us anymore.
A lot of them have passed away, or they moved to different parts of the country, and we used to, have more of a round table going on the repeater, all the way from 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. It was steadily going. And it's kind of dropped off over the years because, like you said, a lot of them have passed on.
They certainly have. Last week I turned the rig on. Actually fell asleep with my HT on. And there was a good little round table around 5 a.m. that was on the frequency there. Actually woke me up listening to them. There were several fellas in there. I want to say at least four talking. My wife was asleep, so I just turned the radio down real low, didn't get on myself. I was glad to hear that. That was kind of nice.
That's one of the things I do, when I am up this early. I turn the radio on, I turn my radio on and, listen just in case somebody does, throw a call sign out there like you did. I was surprised to hear you, and I was glad to hear you. And like you say, the guys will be in here, about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and usually talk till about 6 o'clock, and sometimes a little longer than that.
Glad that you were out there, too. Thank you for turning your rig on early this morning like this, because I don't always hear people late at night. I worked nights for years, so I'm so acclimated to nights, plus my wife still does. So I'm up all night long at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon to a lot of people. To me, 3 o'clock in the morning is like I said, 3 o'clock. So if you want to do something at 3 in the morning, I'm your man. If you want to do something at 3 in the afternoon, I'm pretty sleepy.
That's not the same with me. As soon as it gets dark in the afternoon, I'm about ready to go to bed. Well, I've enjoyed it, but I'm going to get off of here and get something to drink. I'm kind of mouth getting dry. You have a good morning. Have a good day. It was good to meet you. Hang around a little while longer, though. I think the guys will be in here pretty soon. KF4NXY, clear on your panel.
Go get yourself a little beverage. I just filled up my Coca-Cola, Coke Zero. My wife and I drowned in it. But again, thank you so much. And perhaps if I'm awake, I certainly will try to get on there and say hello to a couple of people. And I hope we can do this again sometime, David. KF4NXY, this is KF4DLT. And good morning to you.